This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean state media says Pyongyang has restored hotlines with South Korea. It has also urged South Korea to increase efforts to improve relations between the two countries. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines. Pyongyang severed those ties in August in protest against joint South Korea-U.S. military exercises. A report in The Economist says COVID in 2020 has brought an abrupt halt to the steady rise of the rate of life expectancy. Researchers in Britain, Denmark, and Germany said that between 2019 and 2020, life expectancy dropped in all but two of the 28 countries surveyed. Life expectancy rose in Denmark and Norway. For men, life expectancy fell by more than a year in Italy, Poland, and Spain. It fell by more than 2 years in the United States. A bomb blast outside Kabul's main mosque Sunday afternoon killed at least five Afghan civilians and injured at least four more, according to a Taliban spokesman. It was the first such assault in the capital since late August, when a suicide bomber killed around 200 people, including 13 U.S. service members near the Kabul airport. Islamic State province, or ISK, claimed responsibility for that attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Sunday's assault on the mosque in the center of the city. It was reportedly targeted at a memorial gathering for the mother of the chief Taliban spokesman, who was not injured. IS province has claimed a series of attacks in the country's eastern province of Nangarhar and Kunar in the last week, killing dozens of civilians and more. This is VOA News. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Sunday that the government will help rebuild the island of La Palma, where a volcanic eruption destroyed hundreds of buildings and forced thousands to evacuate their homes, making his third visit to La Palma, one of the Atlantic islands since the eruption began September 19th. Sanchez said that the government would approve 206 million euros of aid funding this week. He also said the island is safe for tourists to visit. The volcano has destroyed more than 900 buildings. About 6,000 people have been evacuated from homes on the island out of the population of about 83,000. On Sunday, the volcano spewed red-hot lava and thick clouds of black smoke for the 15th day in a row. Spain's National Geographic Institute said it had registered the 9 earthquakes around the eruption overnight, the strongest of which had a magnitude of 3.5. Authorities in the state of California's beachfront Orange County city scrambled Sunday to mitigate the fallout from a major oil spill off the coast that caused substantial ecological impacts. The Huntington Beach city authority said in a statement that the oil slick plume from a 480,000-liter spill of post-production crude oil was estimated at 10 kilometers long. Stretched along the popular shorelines of Huntington Beach and Newport Beach. The spill started Saturday. A county lawmaker says oil and dead animals have begun washing up on Huntington Beach, a city of around 200,000 people located about 80 kilometers south of Los Angeles. The city says residents were warned to steer clear of the shoreline and the ocean was closed to swimming and surfing. It is not immediately clear what caused a spill, but it appears to be from a pipeline breach connected to an oil rig offshore. Key U.S. Democratic lawmakers remained at odds on Sunday on how to approve both infrastructure improvements in the country and the biggest social safety net expansion in five decades. But the leading progressive, Bernie Sanders, signaled that there was room for compromise. Sanders has pushed for months for a $3.5 trillion plan, including climate control measures, universal pre-kindergarten, and expanded health care for older Americans. Sanders is an independent who often cooperates with the Democrats in Congress. He told ABC's This Week show that he accepts that there's going to have to be a give and take, but he declined to put a price tag on how much spending he would settle for. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.